This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's not just the sports world, but the entire state of Wisconsin is mourning today. We lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. The Milwaukee Brewers made the announcement yesterday morning. After his career on the field for baseball, he became the voice of the crew back in 1971. Uecker was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. It was Carson who nicknamed him Mr. Baseball, and he took that persona and nickname to the big screen when he starred in the movie Major League. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. He was 90 years old. Over 100 workers with the Orbis Corporation will be out of a job when the company consolidates its Menasha operations with a new facility in Greenville, Texas. The company filed a WARN notice with the Department of Workforce Development announcing layoffs would begin on March 16th and will continue until all operations have been moved to Texas. The company said some of the 109 employees who will be laid off may be offered jobs at Menasha packing facilities throughout the Fox Valley. Menasha Packaging is a division of the Orbis Corporation. Wisconsin has had its first report of a pediatric flu death this season. The age and location of the child who died from influenza was not released. State Health Officer Paula Tran said respiratory viruses are a significant health concern, especially for children, and respiratory illness is very high in Wisconsin right now, with RSV, flu, and COVID-19 causing emergency department visits. The DHS is encouraging everyone over 6 months of age to get vaccinated against COVID and the flu. 16 children nationwide have died from the flu this season. Did you know attending the NFL Draft 2025 in Green Bay will be free? Nick Meisner, Vice President of Digital Marketing for Discover Green Bay, said while you can purchase things during the draft, attending and being part of the festivities will cost nothing.
The draft campus opens at noon. And basically, it's like a festival of football inside the campus. It's like a state fair of football that people can enjoy. And that opens at noon and runs until the last pick of that day.
Meisner made his comments in a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. The NFL Draft 2025 takes to Lambeau April 24th through the 26th. With dangerous cold spilling into the state this weekend, it's important to keep an eye on those pipes to make sure they don't burst. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us some tips.
One mistake people make is not having the heat high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set in the mid-60s at least, and even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So, it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam. And let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce the pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and to make sure that they're monitored and away from flammable materials.
More and more young adults are leaning towards electric vehicles for transportation. And UW Green Bay has installed its first EV charging station on campus. It's at Kurt Condon Hall. And in the next few months, the second will be installed at the Widener's Lot A. There's a small charge to use the charging ports, as mandated by the state, but the campus is making them available to students, faculty, staff, and the community. The charging ports were funded by an alumni donation. There are about 35 EV chargers throughout the Green Bay area. A new report shows Wisconsinites are being put in jail for unpaid parking and traffic tickets, and people of color are at higher risk. The report by the ACLU of Wisconsin shows most municipal courts across the state do not issue jail sentences or fines known as carceral sanctions, but some still do. ACLU senior attorney Emma Shankshaft says it seems that burden falls harder on under-resourced residents.
The detrimental effects of these forfeitures in general, and especially warrants and commitments, fall disproportionately on communities without resources, financial resources, and people of color.
Of the more than 200 municipal courts in Wisconsin, the report says about 52 still impose jail time and fines. Shankshaft says court-provided data shows about 70% of warrants and about 50% of commitments issued in Milwaukee between January 2023 and August of 2024 were for defendants who are Black. Several municipal courts in Northeast Wisconsin do currently issue warrants or commitments. They include Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, Brilliant, and Northern Wapaka County Joint, just to name a few. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released new data showing a majority of teens in the state have been affected by mental health issues. According to their data, the number of kids and teens that have experienced depression has risen by 42% over the last decade, particularly in girls and teens who identify as LGBTQ. Officials also say that while the number of mental health professionals in schools has increased in recent years, the total number is still below recommended levels, especially in more rural areas. Wisconsin drivers may not give much thought to the mile markers as they fly past them on the highway, but the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding people that they serve an important purpose. Law enforcement authorities say paying attention to the mile markers before a crash can lead to faster response times for help, prevent more secondary crashes, and help authorities clear traffic jams faster. Mile markers are placed either on the right side or the median of highways, and drivers should take note of the closest marker when calling for help. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care. It's a special end-of-life care, and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a four-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make four episodes to start. And oh my gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. Rumors are flying again that The Goonies will have a sequel 40 years after its initial release. The cast has been back and forth on said rumors, which were also in the news last September. The original Goonies said they had heard nothing concrete in regard to a remake or sequel. The Goonies follows a group of kids in a seaside town in Oregon who try to prevent developers from taking over their neighborhood. Not sure if they will have the same mission 40 years later in the remake, but they will certainly be less cute. Sticking with long overdue 1980s sequels, the Gremlins franchise will have a new chapter. Deadline.com says Warner Brothers has confirmed there will be a new film. Christopher Columbus, director of the original Gremlins, is on board, but it is unclear in what capacity. Fun fact, it was due to some of the violent scenes in Gremlins that Hollywood created the PG-13 rating. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.